Again, I said, welcome, amen, again to New Temple Ministries. And we thank God that you were able to be able to come and to share with us in this ministry today. We thank God that he's been so good and how he allowed us to be here. Many times we neglect and we don't know. Amen. That God is in the midst. We don't feel like he is, but you know what? He's always there. And he always cares about. God knows who you are and what you are and what you're going through. But I want to remind you that acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. Thank you again for being here. And as we begin, we ask that you prayerfully take this communion. Amen. Ask God that ask that you will allow the Lord to help you to see and to understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. The scripture today, amen, is coming from Matthew, the 26th chapter. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Amen. And we're going to start reading at the 26th verse. Amen. Matthew, the 26th chapter, beginning at the 26th verse, and it reads, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat, take and eat. And as they were eating, amen, Jesus break it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat it. This is my body. Eat. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my body, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." God's word for God's people. If you will turn to the book of Mark, the 8th chapter, our text will be coming from Mark, the 8th chapter, 34 through 38. And Reverend Green, if you're not doing anything, will you take and read those scriptures for us, please?
Yes, sir. Mark 34, 8th chapter, 34 through the 38th verse. And it says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the Gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? 38 says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Amen.
Amen. And we want to thank you for reading God's word. Amen. Today, we want to reflect on things, amen, that God has done and what he requires of us. And as we look at these scriptures, amen, let us focus on what Jesus did for us and the significance of what it means in our lives. You know, as he neglected the form of equality with God, Jesus took on him the form of a servant and the likeness of a human. He went from infinite power and glory to a low place in a humble society of oppressed and weak people. As though that was not enough, amen, humility that he displayed, Jesus went on further. He was totally obedient to the will of God, even when it resulted in rejection, hear me now, persecution, and ultimately death, an execution by torture that was reserved for murderers and rebels. The one mind and purpose we are called to share is to love one another with the same kind of love that Jesus had for us. I'm concerned that there are those of us, ministers and laymen alike, amen, who have missed the mark when it comes to self-sacrifice or giving up something in any area of our lives for the cause of Christ. I believe God is looking for those who will humble themselves and regard others as more important than themselves. Bringing to mind, remember, that our service to others is a direct reflection of our service to God Himself. In other words, don't just look out for your own interests, but also for the interests of others, preferring others before ourselves. Paul does not ask us to make our own effort to initiate this example of Christ. Indeed, this would be a worthy goal, but impossible for us to achieve alone. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Then and only then will we achieve, through the Holy Ghost, the mind, the attitude that is in Christ. Then will we be able to live the life of sacrifice just as Jesus did. Personally, I'm concerned about the kind of service we offer unto God, the kind of love we are showing to one another. It seems that the closer we get to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it seems like less folk are concerned about his coming. Hallelujah. This is evidenced by the service, the sacrifice we offer to the Lord and to one another. The Bible says that in the latter days there will be a great falling away. It seems to me that folk are falling by the wayside and either don't know it or just don't care. It troubles my soul when I see folk who should be closer to Jesus, but are drawing further and farther apart and still singing the old spirituals, When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it would be. In my closing, I want to know this evening, what have you given up? And if I should choose subject today, that would be it. What have you given up to be more like Christ? Have you given up the opportunity to have the last word in an argument you shouldn't have been in the first place? Have you given up the opportunity to pass along some negative gossip you allowed someone else to dump out onto you? I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the unholy attitudes that display themselves anytime we allow our emotions to dictate the way we feel. Jesus said that in these last days, sin shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold. I'm concerned that folk just don't love the way they used to. They're not concerned like they used to be. Folk don't seem to have the boldness to stand up for that which is right in the sight of God anymore. They'd rather go along with the crowd just to be accepted. Let me tell you something this evening. The Bible also says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Just because the Lord delays his coming doesn't mean he's not coming, for he is coming like a thief in the night. The Bible says the trump will sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Are you ready to meet the Lord when he comes? I'm so glad that Jesus didn't give up on me. In Isaiah 53, 5 through 7, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we are like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth." Tell me today, what have you given up, and what are you holding on to? I want you to think about these things today. Have you given up or sacrificed your life for the cause of Jesus Christ? Lord, we thank you for that word. We thank you for the strength in delivering it. And we thank you, Lord, for the hearts that received it for your glory. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify your precious name. And we thank you. We thank you for what you said and what you've done in our lives. We give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Go with your people, Lord. Walk with them, talk with them, and ever remind them of your presence, that they may say, do everything to the glory of your holy name. We thank you in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for being with us.